In the psalm, it is number 2, Psalm 2. Ask and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. Now, this can have reference to one of two things. Maybe more, who knows. But it calls to mind from the beginning, God's prayer to Abraham, a prayer offered Abraham for, I'm going to give you a land to possess. I'm going to give you descendants as numerous as the stars. And then I will bless you. You will have universal blessing. That last piece, the universal blessing that all of the nations of the earth would be blessed through the descendants of Abraham. But probably more specifically, more concretely, and more personally, through the story of Solomon, David's son. Because God comes to him and says, Solomon, ask me for anything. And I think if we didn't have the story, like if you took Solomon's story out of all of our minds, most of us would not answer with what Solomon answered. Lord, give me a heart so wise I may rule over your people. In our generic state, we tend to be rather selfish. And it's more important that we realize that we're not immune to that than that we believe that we are special or unique. Because humility requires you to recognize that if you weren't trying, you would not be humble. Okay? So much like when God offers to Abraham, look, just go over there. I'm going to wipe all of these people out. I'm going to bring glory to my name through your descendants. Did I say Abraham? I meant Moses. Moses. I think most of us in Moses' situation would not have looked back at the Lord and said, you know what? Don't do that. Nah, I'd rather have to manage these 400,000 people who bicker and complain so badly that it always goes bad for me. I would rather do this. No, you wouldn't. We wouldn't. But the Spirit of the Lord was on Moses, and he says, no, Lord, if you do this, people will look at you and say, he brought him out into the desert to kill him. Don't do that. Spare them. So Moses, filled with the Holy Spirit, turns to God and says, Lord, give me not the nations, not power, not prestige, not fabulous wealth, but instead, give me wisdom to lead your people. Now, everything didn't go right for Solomon. And as a person who very much loves the world of the mind, it is quite distressing that the man whom the Lord said, there is no one be wiser than you ever. No one who's come before you has been wiser, and no one after you will be wiser. And to see a man of that great wisdom still make such massive mistakes when it comes not to the practical world of wisdom, but to the spiritual world of faith. Now, for us, maybe it's important to wind back and stay with just the Lord. Ask me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance. I think we underestimate the weight of Jesus' parable about the treasure in the field and the pearl of great price. Because, yeah, I get it. Like, Jesus is more important than everything else. Nah. Ask me for the nations, and I will give it to you. So in Jesus Christ, the treasure in the field is everything. It's a fulfillment of promises like this. God had promised Abraham, your descendants will bless the world. All peoples will be blessed by your descendants. It's the fulfillment. Ask me for the nations and you'll receive it.